You've likely heard of Comic-Con, events now staged around the country featuring comics in all aspects of popular arts and media. This is Lisa Berry, and a new similar event is being planned in Ypsilanti. It's called Hero Nation Ypsilanti. It's a free, family-friendly comic convention that celebrates superheroes and diversity. And joining us now on 89.1 WEMU is the creator of that event, Jermaine Dickerson. Welcome. You've got a mission. What's the mission for Hero Nation Ypsilanti?
Basically, Hero Nation is about amplifying the voices of marginalized people, including and especially people of color, LGBTQ people, people with disabilities, and women, also low-income youth and neighborhoods, families, and really just nailing down the message that everyone has a hero inside of them that deserves to be celebrated.
You're wearing a cape.
I am.
Does that help you feel empowered?
It does.
I left mine at home, by the way. Sorry.
I mean, honestly, I've been wearing capes since I was a boy, and I don't see no reason why we should have to abandon that escapism, that fantasy that we had when we were children as adults, because I still think that it's relevant, and I still think that having that ability to portray yourself as a character in this sort of way, it, you know, this is how I feel empowered. This cape, I feel good wearing it. I know I stand out. I get looks, but that's okay, because I feel like it really is cool.
There's a lot going on in Hero Nation. Tell us some of the elements.
Yeah, absolutely. So it is a free event. And so we'll have, apart from the admission being free, we'll also have a bunch of other free stuff, including free toys. We were very grateful and thankful to have a ton of toy donations, which we're going to give out to kids and youth that attend the event for free. Free school supplies, free food. I mean, who doesn't love food? We're going to have free gaming. So we're going to have quite a few gaming opportunities.
You've said this is a family-friendly event. Do you have to be a comic book aficionado to want to go?
No, not exactly. I think part of the message of making an inclusive space and making this more accessible is to make sure that it's something that people can relate to in a variety of different ways outside of what, you know, avid comic book or Comic-Con fans are used to. So we'll have live guest performances by Inside Out. And the Citywide Poets youth group that are going to come out and perform for us. We're going to have Isha Little, who's going to give us a workshop about steampunk and Rococo. We're going to have Ed Williams of ArcLight Comics coming out to talk about how to brand yourself and how to be successful with managing your own comic book company or just your own brand in general, and a ton of other great things, including a very special panel called the Wonder Woman of Ypsi panel that's going to highlight a few exceptional women here in Ypsi, including Dr. Habeneth, Victoria Harper, Lynn Melanoff, and Yenizaro. And it's going to be facilitated by Julian Gainsley.
Jermaine Dickerson, you've been all over town. People listening have probably likely seen something you've done or heard of you. Let's touch on a couple of those. You created art that's on the outside of the Ypsilanti City Hall?
Yeah, I did last year. It was an experience. It was great. It was humbling to have that opportunity. I mean, just to have that task, to have the chance or the opportunity to contribute to Ypsi culture, I think that's amazing. There were so many options, so many avenues I could have did, and so having that opportunity was still great, and I'm thankful that it happened.
You're a graphic artist. You graduated from Eastern Michigan University.
Yes.
And I also recently saw that you did some sort of a promotion for Netflix.
Yes. So speaking of humbling and amazing opportunities, Netflix gave me another great opportunity where I had the chance to fly out to New York, be a part of their great First Time I Saw Me campaign, which is basically a campaign that where they interview different people, including directors and celebrities from different Netflix shows, and, you know, directors like Ava DuVernay of Selma and The 13th, in which they ask them the question, when was the first time you saw yourself in media or TV or movies? And, you know, for me to go there and to answer that question in front of strangers, in front of this international platform, in front of these lights and cameras in ways I've never done before, it was a bit of a scary experience, because there were moments where I stuttered a lot, I repeated myself a lot. I wasn't as chill as I am now because of the fact that I wasn't used to that. But, you know, when you're sort of thrust in a situation where you're asked to be transparent about your life and where, it's a vulnerable experience, but I'm extremely thankful and I'm glad that it happened. And I'm glad that I had the opportunity to do it, because there's likely a chance that someone saw that and they were inspired by my story. And honestly, I think that's one of the reasons why representation is so important.
Briefly, what did you say?
I talked about Luke Cage, one of Marvel's Netflix series. I talked about Static Shock, the animated series, which is a milestone property property. I talked about diversity as being something more than just about visibility. It's about the human experience. It's about when we should tell our stories, when we tell, whether it be through fiction or through nonfiction or just as I'm speaking to you now, that is representation. And it's important because it makes the world feel smaller, a lot smaller than it is, or than it probably feels to some people. And it tells us or tells everyone else that we are more alike than we think. And so it's empowering. It's uplifting. It is sort of a call to action that, hey, there's so much that the world has to offer than what we've probably been told. And even outside of movies and TV, there's tons of things happening around the world, tons of people and voices that are in need of representation.
So you've planned this Hero Nation event in Ypsilanti. And I'm feeling that sort of stems from what you just said, Netflix, which is now going to be seen across the country and across the world, really.
Yeah. Basically that. And, you know, seeing everything that's happening in the world today in regards to, you know, some social issues and social movements. Hero Nation is a political platform, and it's an overtly political platform because we won't tolerate misogyny, we won't tolerate sexism or transphobia or Islamophobia or transphobia or anything like that, because we want this to be a safe space for people to feel empowered and feel like they are welcome to celebrate themselves, the hero in themselves, and the heroes within their lives. While also, again, listening to different stories and being in front of artists who are maybe like them, because you never know what kind of impact you make. This is what I said in the Netflix story too, when you tell a story. So maybe you come to Hero Nation and there's an artist there who has a booth set up, and they see, and they're selling all these black characters that they made themselves. And so you have this little black girl, little black boy, or non-binary individual come to this table, and they see themselves in these stories, and they're changed forever. Because I can recall listening to different stories from people who say that the moment that they saw themselves or pieces of themselves in different characters is the moment that their life changed forever. And I think if you can plant those seeds and start somewhere, you can have a lasting impact. And that's the goal of Hero Nation.
So some people might say Comic Con, superhero, Hero Nation. I'm not really into comics, but it sounds like it's a lot more than just that.
It is. And I think as we continue to evolve in the future, as, you know, we begin to see what other needs are in the community and even the world, Hero Nation will change. But the mission, the heart of Hero Nation, as being centering superheroes and centering the idea that superheroes are, in fact, real. They're as real as Dr. King. They're as real as Malcolm X. They're as real as the teacher who tells you not to give up. They're as real as the parent who encourages you to move forward. They're as real as a friend that always tells you that you are more, or you are stronger than you think you are. Or they're as real as the voice inside of you that tells you that you are formidable, that you are powerful, that you are just this amazing person. And that's the hero inside of you. And I think that's something that when you come to Hero Nation, we want to encourage you to find, even if you haven't found it yet, and to celebrate that, because I think that's important.
It's an empowering Comic-Con coming to Ypsilanti, Hero Nation Ypsilanti. We've been talking to the creator of the event, Jermaine Dickerson. When and where?
So it'll be at the Parkridge Community Center from 1 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Saturday, September 9th.
Thank you so much, Jermaine Dickerson, for joining us on 89.1 WEMU, and best of luck with Hero Nation Ypsilanti.
Yep, thank you so much for having me.